Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks for staying with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. Walter Kieschel III is here. Walter is a great member of our Brain Trust now, going back, coming up on 8 years. He's been hanging out with us. Former editorial director at the Harvard Business Review, former managing editor at Fortune Magazine, the author of a new book, that we launched on this show, The Lords of Strategy. It's one of my favorites, and he's our good friend, Walter. Welcome back.
Thank you very much, Jim.
It's good to have you back. So today you want to talk about communicating, right? Or
more specifically about the dangers of
over-communicating. Is that like oversharing? Is that like too TMI?
It is a bit like oversharing, but in a business sense, or for a business owner or a business executive or business manager. And it's kind of a surprise. I mean, you've probably heard me say, or we've talked about it before, I would usually say, if a manager asks you, can you communicate too much about your strategy or what you're meaning to do with your employees or customers? No, you can't communicate too much. But I think that that's not exactly right. I think that there are ways in which you can over-communicate or say things about your strategy or about what you're planning to do or what about new policies that can get you into trouble. And you need to be aware of what those how those dangers work.
How would we know? Because, you know, I just did an hour ago, I did a couple of segments on getting out of your own way. Just me and my audience. I was talking about examples of how we derail our own success merely because we have everything else right, but we can't get out of our own way. And I would suspect I know that how we communicate to people has a potential to be examples of how we don't get out of our own way.
I think that's exactly right. One way you know you're over-communicating is if your people are all of a sudden cowering in terror or looking for other jobs because they think that the company is about to go out of business when it isn't, or that you muse about.
So you're saying you're not saying talking to them too much. You're saying they don't have to know everything.
Well, they do have to know, you know, everything that's relevant, but they also have to know how you're thinking about what you're saying. That's the most important thing. Now, the first thing to remember is that, you know, if you're the business owner or if you're employing people or if you're very close to a number of your customers, how you seem and what you say may be more important. They're thinking more about that in some ways than maybe you are. Mm-hmm. We've all heard the story of a manager of an office, and he has a fight with her. She has a fight with her spouse in the morning, and she comes in, and she's red-faced, and she's angry. And everybody thinks that the operation's in trouble. It's about to go bankrupt, or there are going to be layoffs. The more subtle danger is you get a thoughtful manager or business owner, and who likes to think about as they're preparing to make changes. Well, we could do it this way. We could do it that way. Maybe we should paint the trucks blue. Maybe we should paint the trucks red. And they don't communicate the key thing there is to communicate to your people. Look, I'm only thinking about this as a possibility. This is just a possibility. There are other possibilities. I want you to help me with this by telling me what you think about painting the trucks blue or painting them red. But we're not about to do anything on this.
Are you saying that it's better? It sounds like you're saying it's better to get input from your team to help inform you about a decision that you have to make, rather than spilling your head about all the different ways you're thinking about making that decision.
That's exactly right. One of the things we know about corporate strategies is that they don't work if you don't consult the people who are going to be in charge of carrying them out, or the people who are down at the ground level, or the facing the customers, if you don't get their input as you formulate the strategy. When corporate strategy in its modern sense first got going in the 70s and 80s, big companies would bring in these high-priced consultants and develop these elaborate strategies, and then fewer than 10% of them could be carried out or executed because they had never consulted the people who were actually going to be charged with carrying them out.
Well, for example, you used the example of the blue truck a minute ago. So it's what you, it sounds like what you're saying is, instead of coming in and saying, hey, folks, I'm thinking about painting our trucks blue, maybe the first thing you would say is, do you guys like the color blue?
Yes, or it could be.
Whenever we get our trucks in the factory, are you happy with the color?
Right. Or have you heard anything from our customers about what they think of the color of our trucks?
Right. Do we have a competitor who has the same color truck?
Yes, right, exactly.
So those are the these are ethical positions to take. Walter, I'm as you know, I'm spending a lot of my time the last few years talking about ethics, which I'll be doing more and more of. And in ethics, what I say is ethics is not black and white, ethics is gray. Because I'm obligated to tell you what I'm obligated to tell you, but if I'm not obligated, then I don't have to tell you everything I know.
That's certainly true, but you have to think along with that about, well, what are you obligated to tell your people?
That's what you tell them. You identify what that is, and what you're saying is you have to as the person who's looked to for the overall direction of the company, you have to make sure that you don't upset, you don't cause the market to crash in your business.
You have an ethical obligation to think very clearly about what you're going to say and what the possible outcomes of that and how it's going to be received.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So think about that. But when you're thinking about making an announcement, maybe you slow down and you say, okay, what if I'm thinking about making it in order of 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, but what if I reverse that? What if I made 5 the first point I make and I go backwards? Hold on to that thought. Walter Kieschel and I will be right back. Walter, I need your website, please.
That's thelordsofstrategy.com.
Thelordsofstrategy.com. Check it out, folks. That's the title of the book. Quick break, 20 till. 20 after, I should say. I'm Jim Blaxinger. Stay with you.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blaxinger. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.